On Thursday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden, you can expect what you always come here for: locks of the night, DFS targets, and a little bit of extra change in your pocket. But it's been a big week in the NHL, and we're here to break down some news, including Jack Hughes' injury. Montreal Canadiens have Carey Price traveling with them, and Ryan Getzlaf announcing his retirement. There's a lot to talk about. Let's get to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab and welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Flip and Steel. Thank you so much, everyone, for making us your first listen every single day. We are up to episode 51 of the reboot of this show, and I am super grateful to continue to be here with my esteemed co-host, Mr. Steel Roden, every single day, Monday to Friday. So make sure you are smashing that subscribe button. Check us out across all platforms you find your favorite and hottest content. And thank you so much for showing us that love, guys. On today's show, lots to talk about in the NHL this week, Steel. Big injury to Jack Hughes following a hit from Oliver Wahlstrom on the New York Islanders. The Montreal Canadiens have Carey Price traveling with them again. Some rumors coming out that what is going on there. We want to talk about what's happening in Montreal. And also Ryan Getzlaf, one of the best centermen of this generation, announcing his retirement. We're going to take a look at that as well, because I think there's a little bit of a fantasy hole to fill up the middle there in Anaheim. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to that in a second. And of course, big time bets. Thursday's 10-game betting board, Steel. We got some targets. We got some picks. We got some locks. Of course, we're back, baby. Let's get right into it. You and I have talked a lot about Jack Hughes over the last couple of weeks, mostly for the good. But what's the big knock on him? His durability, and it rears its ugly head once again, doesn't it, Steel?
Yeah, it does. You know, it does suck, you know, suffering a sprained MCL, a big hit from Oliver Wahlstrom on his end of things. It's very tough. You know, we talked a little bit about Alex Ovechkin's longevity, his ability to stay healthy throughout his entire career. Jack Hughes has missed the same amount of games, playing 14 seasons less than Alexander Ovechkin. Wow. Ovechkin's only missed 44 games in his entire career.
So you did your research today. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Did my research. And it just sucks, because that's the problem with Jack Hughes. And, you know, you brought it up when we were doing our top five centermen under 22 years old. Jack Hughes being up there in the top five for both of us, having an absolutely ridiculous season, 56 points in 49 games, a career year for him. But that's the problem with Jack Hughes, and I said this many, many times, this kid is injury prone. He just has the injury bug. He can't seem to get rid of it.
You did,
and that's just what happened. So the problem with drafting Jack Hughes in your fantasy league is this guy is going to end up on your IR at least three times a season. So I think for that reason alone, his fantasy value kind of drops him a little bit. But just looking at the points and the production he's put up for the Devils, he's having a fantastic season. So
he is.
It's tough to say where really this guy tough. Should be drafted in fantasy leagues, but for me, it's got to drop at least a couple of rounds, because this guy gets injured too much.
He gets injured too much. 26 goals and 30 assists this season cannot be ignored. You highlighted this when I had him third on my list for the top five centermen in the game under the age of 22 or under. I still think he's up there. I still think he's deserved based on talent alone. But
yeah, of course.
Taking a look at that hit, to me, it wasn't anything special. It wasn't anything big. It's, you know, it's an average hockey play, in my opinion. One that, if you're making this money, he's about to go into his $64 million contract extension next year.
Yeah.
Steel, you got to be able to take these hits, bro. This is hockey. This is a physical game. And as much as the talent is there all day for Hughes, I have in my notes, just like you said, you're in a bit of a conundrum if you're his fantasy owner, because the upside is there all day. It's so hard to drop a player like this, or to move on, or to potentially pass. And I'm not saying to go out there and drop him by any means, but holy, this puts you in a pickle, because the guy cannot stay on the ice, and that is clear.
And that's what we said before. This guy needs to put on some weight. He needs to put on some muscle. And you said it right there. Like, that was a clean hit. There was nothing wrong with the hit.
Yeah.
And I agree. For some reason, these injuries just keep on popping up, and it's just a very fluky situation. And it sucks to be Jack Hughes and obviously fantasy owners, but especially for Jack Hughes, it sucks because this guy wants to be one of the superstars in the NHL. He's starting to establish himself as a star for the New Jersey Devils, along with the other young guys they have on their team. But yeah. If you can't stay healthy, how long are you actually going to have an NHL career for? And I know that some of these injuries, like, you know, you've got your illnesses, you're out a couple of weeks, you know, with upper and lower body injuries, a couple more injuries for an extended period of time. But over the next couple of seasons, if this continues to happen, how long will his career actually be in the NHL? I don't know.
And you mentioned a very interesting point as well. The really budding young talent in the top six group in New Jersey, Dawson Mercer, Nico Hischier is really becoming his own player. Jasper Bratt, Sharangovich. These are some interesting, talented, young offensive players that he would be at the head of the pack for. And hey, Dougie Hamilton on the back end, you find yourself a goalie and all of a sudden the Devils don't look too bad. But hey, we'll leave this conversation as it is because he's done for the year. We'll see what he can do in the offseason. I would suggest, if I'm the New Jersey Devils, investing in a very good athletic trainer for this kid. Get him in the gym. Get him in a regiment where he can put on some weight, because I think the sky's the limit in terms of talent, but the body is holding him back here. Speaking of the body potentially holding you back, Carey Price, we knew, had offseason surgery. The last time we've seen Carey Price on the ice, Steele, and we don't have too much to say about this other than this is one of the best goalies of this past generation. Yeah. When there's news around Carey Price, you have to talk about it. He hasn't played since Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final last July. He obviously took some time off due to what he called recovering from long-term substance abuse. That's tough. That's tough for anybody. You hate to see that, but it's positive that he, it looks like, at least coming back to practice. Who knows about this year? But Carey Price is an intriguing situation fantasy-wise, isn't it, Steele? Because a lot of ifs here, injuries, off ice, big ifs. But if he could come back and play for whatever team, you can't ignore that that would be an interesting little story and a fantasy tidbit that you couldn't ignore.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely interesting to see what happens next season. The way I'm looking at this for Carey Price is he's going to be 35 years old soon. He hasn't played for a year.
Yeah.
For me, when he was in that season, the last game that he played in the playoffs and that entire season, I thought he was the second best goalie behind Andrei Vasilevskiy that entire season. Yeah. Absolutely incredible what he was able to accomplish.
Yeah,
he was. But I don't think he's going to be the same goalie if he comes back. You know, he'll probably still have a starting job in the league because a lot of teams need a starting goalie.
Yes, and he'll probably
still stay in Montreal, but I don't think he's going to be the same guy. I don't think he's going to be that, you know, aggressive, you know, top tier goalie that we've seen in the past from Carey Price.
And look, when you got numbers like he does, 360 career wins, 49 career shutouts, a Hart, a Vezina, a Jennings, a Pearson, all in the same year, a gold medal. You have to talk about this guy. It's tough to see players that are this good and this kind of generational struggle with the off-ice stuff. You know, all the best to him. Substance abuse is no joke. So all the best to him. Hope to see him back on the ice sooner than later. And if he is, that's a guy you got to keep your eye on. I always say that fantasy-wise, but that's why you're tuning in. So thank you very much for that. Stay tuned for big-time bets and DFS targets around the break. My friend Steele, the DFS guru, the puck line king, he's bouncing back in a big way. I know he was in the lab early today, so stay tuned for what he has to say around the break. We're going to get to a quick Ryan Getzlaf conversation right after we pay the bills. But speaking of which, betonline.net, your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports development, including the Masters starting today, Steele, teeing off, baby. All the odds for the Masters, podcasts, and reviews for also all the leagues. BetOnline is your continued source for everything that you need to know, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn about the trends and all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So like we say all the time, make sure you're hitting the subscribe and the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday. But Flip, we got to get back a little bit to the Ryan Getzlaf conversation.
Yes.
It is a little bit sad to hear that this absolute legend is about to retire after the season ends.
Yeah, man. And these are guys, like, I know you're a little younger than me, but I really respect that you appreciate how good these guys are, and you've really only seen them in the tail end of what they can do. Ryan Getzlaf made that 2010 Canadian Olympic team, where Sid scored the golden goal in Vancouver. That team was absolutely stacked. And to have him be on that team, I think, is just one of those little tidbits and a cherry on this guy's career. But let me just say this. This guy was drafted 19th overall in the 2003 entry draft steal. And, like, his numbers speak for themselves. Ducks all-time career point leader. Hall of Famer coming up for sure. But let's talk about this 2003 draft for a second, could we? Because I thought this was just even more of a testament to how good this generation was. How about in the 2003 draft, and I'm just going to read this off. So bear with me. Patrice Bergeron, Shea Weber, Corey Perry, the Ducks got Perry at 28th as well. Nice year for the Ducks. Ryan Kesler, Mike Richards, Brent Burns, Marc-Andre Fleury, Eric Staal, Dion Phaneuf, Dustin Brown, Zach Parise, Brent Carter, Brent Seabrook, and Jeff Carter. I'm done now, but holy crap, what a draft.
Yeah.
And Ryan Getzlaf has had a great career, my friend, but I think this leaves a little bit of a vacuum, a little bit of a hole up the middle, fantasy-wise, for the Ducks.
Oh, it definitely does. You know, we talked a little about of the young stars that they have on their team right now, Trevor Zegers, Troy Terry. You know, they're definitely going to have to – you talked about – Lundstrom as well yesterday in yesterday's episode, maybe potentially sliding up the lineup to fill that slot. But it's definitely a huge, huge spot to fill, because just looking at his entire career as well as outside of the NHL, his entire career, you mentioned it, he's the all-time leader in games played, assists, and points for the Anaheim Ducks organization. He also holds the records for goals, assists, and points in the postseason as well.
Yeah,
two Olympic gold medals, a World Cup of Hockey gold medal, an under-18 gold medal, and a World Juniors gold medal, as well as a couple of silvers in there as well. And then on top of that, a Stanley Cup back in 2006.
Yes, so sir.
This Can't guy is that one. He's had an absolute incredible year or incredible NHL career.
Yeah.
It is a big fantasy hole to fill too, because if you know, he was one of those guys at the beginning of the season that he was a must add for your fantasy team. He had a ridiculous start to the season. You know, he slowed down obviously the last couple of months, but that was a good pick. If you picked up Ryan Getzlaf, you know, back in November and used him for a couple of months, that's a solid pickup right here. And for me, just looking at the entirety of his career, I would be absolutely shocked if his jersey wasn't retired. So for me,
his jersey's getting up there. His jersey's
it has to be in the rafters. It has to be.
Yeah, it will be. And you know what I could honestly see, given that they were drafted a couple spots apart and that they brought that cup to the Ducks, they really brought legitimacy. They do Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaf on the same night, maybe, and make it a real special
night. That would be a special night indeed. A very, very special night.
I'm tuning in for that one. But hey, let's get to DFS and big time bets. I just wanted to say one other thing, because you did point it out, the opportunities for the young players on the Ducks. You know I like me some Mason McTavish. This kid is going to get even more of a look next season for a really, really good chance to make that Ducks lineup out of training camp. So don't sleep there. But also, please, my friend, Mr. DFS Guru, I know your picks have been slacking a little bit, but that's okay. That's why we come back every day and we pay the bills. So let's hear it. Let's hear what you do best, the DFS targets. Where are you looking first, Mr. Roden?
Yeah, I'll leave the big-time bet suggestions for you for the most part, because I have been absolutely slacking the last week and a half. Bets haven't been hitting, but the DFS selections have been. The guys that I've been suggesting, as well as Flip, the guys that he's been suggesting every single night have actually been hitting. So I think you really have to listen to us for the DFS selections. There's 10 games on the schedule for Thursday night. a lot of juicy matchups. The, you know, Pittsburgh and Rangers back at it. Yeah. Seattle Kraken versus the Blackhawks could be a high scoring game as well. Oilers versus Kings, Flames versus Sharks. The first game I'm actually looking at is the Montreal Canadiens versus the New Jersey Devils.
Okay.
And I just think this is another high scoring game. The goaltenders are not great on both sides. Fair. And, you know, obviously with the Jack Hughes injury, I think this is the time that Nico Hischier really needs to step up and take reins and, you know, start being a little bit more of a production offensively. I know he's still having a great year, but I'd like to still see more out of him because forget he was a first overall pick a couple of years ago. So this guy, even though he's having a great year, I still think he could, you know, be a little bit more impressive. There's guys on both teams I like here. I'm taking that entire line from the Montreal Canadiens, the first line, Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, and Rem Pitlick. I think Rem Pitlick has he's been great since Montreal acquired him. And this is a guy that's not going to be super expensive. He doesn't put up a ton of points, but he's playing on that first line. And with the way Suzuki and Caulfield play, he can chip in offensively from time to time. So I like that entire first line from the Montreal Canadiens. You're going to be paying the premium price for Suzuki and Caulfield. I still think they'd be a little bit lower price than other kind of players in Thursday night's game. So I'd put them around 5,500, 6,000.
Sure.
And then also just looking at the other side of things, Jesper Bratt, Sharon Govich, Hamilton, and Nico Hischier, like I mentioned. Hischier, 50 points on the season. Jesper Bratt, a very sneaky, sneaky, impressive season. 65 points for himself. And then Sharon Govich, 40 points for himself as well, playing on the third line. So a lot of young, talented guys in this matchup.
Yeah, Sharon Govich has been red hot as well. Definitely take a look there. Lately, when we've been talking DFS, I like that you've been kind of highlighting some nice forwards. I've been sliding in with a goalie selection or two. That's been working out. The other night it didn't. I said, take a look at Tristan Jarry or Darcy Kemper. Holy crap, that cost me. I said the under as well, but hey, that's why we come back every day, baby. Don't you worry about us. But listen, I'm looking at another goalie. I said this last week. I like the good spot for Freddie Anderson. I like this spot for Freddie Anderson at home against the Buffalo Sabres. Look, they just lost to the Buffalo Sabres 4-2. That was their first loss in 12 games against the Sabres. The Hurricanes usually dominate the Sabres, and I'll save this for my big-time bets. Other than Freddie Anderson is my DFS target in net tonight. 12-5-0 regular season record against the Sabres, but good underlying numbers. 2.45 goals against and a .915 save percentage and two shutouts. He has a good record against the Buffalo Sabres, and I think that with the schedule really shrinking here, Steele, Hurricanes are not going to blow too many more of these. If you take a look at the standings, Rangers are breathing down their neck, two points back. Big bounce back game tonight for the Hurricanes. Stay tuned for Big Time Bets because you might like where I'm headed with that as well.
That's exactly where I went with my second matchup flip. Carolina Hurricanes versus the Buffalo Sabres. You mentioned it. The Hurricanes lost 4-2 to the Sabres on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And Buffalo just isn't doing this again to the Hurricanes, especially being on the road. So for me, my targets as well. I also got Frederick Anderson and Antti Raanta. Whoever's in net for them, they're going to, you know, stand on their head and do what they do best. For my players, I'm going with that top line, another top line, but this is where you're going to be paying the premium price. Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen, and then I'm throwing Seth Jarvis in there as well. Okay. He's another guy like Rem Pitlick who's playing on the top line, hasn't put up a lot of points this season, but because he's on the top line playing with those two studs, he can chip in offensively as well. He's having a decent year. Seth Jarvis has 28 points on the season. Aho and Teravainen. Aho is definitely going to be the most expensive. You're going to be paying probably around 75
for good reasons,
7,500 for good reason. Teravainen a little bit less, you know, in the mediocre spot, probably around 5,000 for him. And then Seth Jarvis, you know, one of those cheaper options that can still bring some value to your lineup. But I completely agree with you. Whoever's in net, Frederick Anderson, Antti Raanta, you have to go with them for this matchup. There's no way the Hurricanes lose twice to the Buffalo Sabres.
And I think that's why you're going to very much like what I have to say, because I'm not going full-blown triple dip again. I can't go right back to it. You got to ease up off the triple dips because they get a little slippery. But I am going for a double dip in this Carolina game, and I think you're going to like it a lot. Big-time bets coming up. That's all I have for DFS, my friends, so take it away.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast every single day, Monday to Friday. We absolutely love getting fired up for these hot topics, especially for the big time bets, because Flip has shown me all his bets over the last 3 weeks, and this guy is just making coin right now. I'm a little bit jealous because, you know, I like to do my parlays for my big time bets, and that's just not the way to go apparently for me. So I got to stick to those single bets and just honestly take advice from Flip, because he's been absolutely killing it.
Hey, don't gas me up too much, pal. I'll hit my head on the roof on the way out. But, you know, I've just gone back to the basics, and there's something to be said about luck. So, you know, good to be lucky, lucky to be good, ba, ba, ba. I'm going to be trying to track my picks even more. The platform BetStamp is a really cool platform. Still, we'll be able to highlight all of our bets. We're getting our odds from betonline.net. You know where all the good stuff is. So, speaking of which, big time bet steal. I'll kick it off with my first bet. I'll throw it back to you, and I'll finish with my lock of the night and my second bet, because they both come from this Carolina game.
Nice.
But first off, I know this isn't a Maple Leafs podcast, but holy crap, was that game a tough one to watch the other night against the Florida Panthers. Now, all of a sudden, a 3-1 lead for the Toronto Maple Leafs is the new 5-1 lead, apparently, and they can't hold those down either. So hold on, because here we go. The Toronto Maple Leafs better show up tonight, and I'm going back right to the well, because seriously, other than that madness the other night in Florida against the Panthers, they have looked really good. So I want to give them that credit, and I'm going back to the Toronto Maple Leafs to show up. 10-3 in their last 13 games against Dallas. You can't blow those kinds of leads and not show up. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's keeping it that simple, Steele. -120 on the money line.
Yeah, I like that bet too. I think they do really need to bounce back against the Dallas Stars. And with that Florida Panthers game, you know, I was 50% right, 50% wrong, because I called the Panthers on the puck line, which it didn't turn out. You know, they won by one goal, but it was a very, very close game. Good game at that, just a little bit sloppy in some areas. But
yeah,
I called it that it was going to be a chaotic night for Erik Sjögren, and it sort of was. He got ran into twice by Mason Marchment. Yeah. He let in 3 goals himself, and then Campbell gets, you know, thrown into the cage with the Lions, and going up against the top scoring team in the NHL, it's not going to be a good night when you played the night before. So it's a tough matchup. Erik Sjögren, a rookie goaltender going up against the top scoring team, but you know, I'll leave it at that. That's what happened Tuesday night. We'll leave the Leafs blow up in the past. My first pick is coming from that Hurricanes game as well. I'm taking the Hurricanes on the puck line against the Sabres. There's no way in hell that the Sabres win twice. And I think the Hurricanes dominate the Sabres at home. I'll send it over to you for your second and third pick.
I will just also end off the backing of the Toronto Maple Leafs, because aside from the revenge angle, the Dallas Stars have won 4 of their last 5 games, but taken against who? 2 against the Ducks, 1 against the San Jose Sharks by a goal, and 1 against the New York Islanders by a goal. So take that with a grain of salt. Great spot for the Leafs to bounce back against Dallas. I'm going back to that Carolina game as well, Steele. I am fully with you. Buffalo is 0-6 in their last 6 trips to Carolina. Carolina, before that last loss the other night against Buffalo, had won the previous 11 against the Sabres. They are just too good of a team. Oh, also, how about one of the best home teams in the league this year at a 25-6-4 record? I think this team bounces back in a big way, and a big reason is going to be Sebastian Aho and that top line. I think he is the straw that stirs the drink there. I love saying that, and it's true. But listen, he is just a nasty, nasty player. 4 goals and 4 assists in his last 8 games, and the Buffalo Sabres allow a lot of goals. The 6th most in the league this year, Steele. This one adds up real simple for me. I love the revenge angle. The Rangers are 2 points back. Carolina is not going to blow too many of these opportunities, and they just did. I say huge revenge spot. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes on the puck line, minus one and a half for an odd of minus 135. Shout out to the Puck Line King. And my lock of the night, Sebastian Aho, anytime point. Give me that.
Absolutely love it. You can't go wrong with an anytime point from Sebastian Aho. He's just too skilled and too talented of a player. I love that lock of the night. My second pick of the night is the Calgary Flames on the money line against the San Jose Sharks. I just think they're too good. The Sharks have fallen off a cliff since pretty much back in December, November, and have just gone downhill ever since. You know, a lot of injuries to the goaltenders and, you know, on their blue line as well. So it's been a struggle, but I'm taking the Flames on the money line. But my lock of the night is an Alex DeBrincat anytime goal against the Seattle Kraken. And I said this before the season even started. I'm a huge fan of Alex DeBrincat. For me, I personally think that he is a mid to late round, second round draft pick for your fantasy leagues.
I put
him that high. I was talking with my buddy David, who was on the show before, and he thought that was a little high, but I think he could be even higher. I said before the season started that he is going to get 40 goals this season. I believe he's at 39 right now with still 10 or 12 games remaining in the season. Yeah. He'll get to 40 again like he's done a couple times in the past. So my lock of the night, anytime goal from Alex DeBrincat against the Seattle Kraken. Flip, mention to us again, what is your lock of the night?
Lock of the night, Sebastian Aho, anytime point. The odds aren't going to be too juicy, but just collect your money and thank me later.
I absolutely love when we take player props for our lock of the night because the most time they actually do hit. We've been pretty good with the player props.
Not bad.
You know, integrating them into the podcast and into big time bets. Absolutely love the player props. Pencil it in, lock it in. Alex DeBrincat, Sebastian Aho, anytime point, anytime goal, lock it in. Flip's been absolutely killing it. So you definitely have to, you know, lean toward his side for the big time bets. I feel very, very confident from Alex DeBrincat in the Seattle Kraken game. So you got to pencil in and put your money down. Get some extra cheddar cheese to bring home to the wife, the husband, whoever's back there waiting for you. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. So you don't want to miss out on all the hot takes, especially going into the postseason. When playoffs come around, Flip and I are going to be tearing it up with DFS and big time bet selections. Thank you again for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.